Hi, this is side two. I just kind of ran off side one. excuse me. Anyway, getting back to all my packing. So, then on the 20th, Friday the 20th, after work, Ben and I, what did we do? Oh, yeah, we went to, oh, that was another messed up. It's hard to explain, Duchess, and if you haven't been here and haven't experienced it, you haven't the vaguest idea what I'm talking about. But to make commitments or make contacts with people, it's very hard. Like missing the trip to Vung Tao. Well, here's another example. On Friday, Billy was supposed to have been back. She was going to Cu Chi Friday for a staff visit of the service club, and I was holding down the fort in the office. And Billy said she'd be back about 3. Well, I had a plane, a chopper, all lined up to take us to Saigon at 3:30, right? Billy didn't come back. 4 o'clock, Billy still wasn't back. She didn't get back until after 5 o'clock, I think it was. Yeah, it was after 5. And anyway, we finally got to Saigon. I met her at the down at the head shed, and we had packed our bags earlier, and well, she had packed it the night before. I packed it at lunchtime. And we took off for Saigon. We were going away for a 3-day weekend. See, today is George Washington's birthday, so we had a holiday. And we don't have to work as administrators on the holiday. I mean, we can take it off. In the clubs, they have to work, particularly the holidays. So it was kind of nice. We had Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we figured we would do something. And I had mentioned this to Benny weeks ago, but I wasn't sure we could manage it because somebody has to cover that office on Saturdays and Mondays. Anyway, we went to Dalat, Duchess. I don't know if I've told you much about Dalat, but Dalat is a very a big tourist attraction. If you can imagine tourists in Vietnam, it's where the elite have gone for many years, where the French own this area. It's in the mountains. It's in the, well, it's like in the southern central highlands. That sounds a bit contradictory, but up until about, oh, I don't know, 80 years ago, I think, the Vietnamese weren't even allowed there. I think it was that long ago. But for many years, the French had it, and it was where they had beautiful villas and castles and lakes. It's, as I say, it's, the elevation is very high, and I think a few thousand feet. And it's just gorgeous. And many, many rich Vietnamese go there now for vacations. Anyhow, oh, by the way, all the best vegetables from Vietnam are grown there. They have a few scientific experimental industries there, and they are producing vegetables and flowers and things of this nature. Really, that would not grow before, this kind of thing. Anyhow, it's a lovely, lovely place, and Charmaine knew a colonel who is up, who is in Dalat, who teaches at the War Staff College. This would be for the Vietnamese officers. Anyhow, he met us at the airport when we finally got there. That's cutting off an awful lot of the story, but what happened was we got out of Saigon, and we went to, we went out on a Scat Back flight. I'm sure these flights mean nothing to you. Well, anyway, Charmaine got us, Charmaine's in charge of transportation, I'm in charge of supplies. We decided that. We got out on a very nice Scat Back flight, and we went to Cam Ranh, and then to we stopped at Cameron, and then we went to Nha Trang, and we had 4-hour layover in Nha Trang. We had no idea how we were going to get there from Nha Trang, but we found out we could. We asked if we could get a chopper ride, and they said okay. They had a chopper going in at 1300, so we had about 4 hours in Nha Trang, which was nice because we went over to, well, I laughed because I said we went over to, we didn't even know where we were, and we were having, we found the officers' club, see, we were hitchhiking, Betty and I, with luggage, And we got to the officers' club, and we wanted to go see the service club, but we didn't know where it was. We were opening a new one up there, but Betty and I haven't been up there, see? Jane and Beth were up there. So we saw some officers, and we saw a full board, and I figured he must know where this is, you know. So we asked him. They didn't know, but they decided they'd help us find it. So he took us riding around. We found the service club. See, it's not open yet. It won't be open for a month or two. It's just a building now. Anyway, and we found Sue Heller. Rosemary was on vacation, and we spent some time with them. And then who was coming to take Sue to lunch that day but Jerry Scott? Major Scott used to be at Long Tron. You probably maybe recall me talking about him. He's a real Don Juan, and he has the U-21 unit up there. And of course, as I say, he, you know, come back in, and, you know, anytime you want to go to the lot, we'll fly you in, all this stuff. He's quite the man, and I'm concerned about him and Sue, because I don't know about Sue. Oh, dear, we have no trouble with some of our girls, really. Some of them are winners. Anyhow, so that made it kind of nice. He toured us around the post. Then we caught our plane to Dalat, and when we got to Dalat, this Colonel, what's his name? Marley, Colonel Ted Marley, he met us with a car and drove us to his villa. We didn't know we were staying in his villa, Duchess. We thought we would go to a hotel at Dalat. And, see, Charmaine didn't tell us anything except to call him, which we did from the train. We called him and told him what time we'd be landing. So anyway, he took us to this beautiful villa that he has, and there are four other officers that live there with him, and most of them teach at the different colleges. There's a number of colleges and universities there, and so we had a huge room. The layout of the place, Duchess, you would have loved it. It was rustic, you know, but beautiful. But the men have kept it up. I mean, the officers have really pitched in and painted it and fixed it up and whatnot. But you can tell that it was luxurious living at one time there. Just lovely, the layout of the rooms. And they had a fireplace and a bar, and I kept the fire going. I was in charge of the fire. I love a fireplace. And Billy and I had a huge room and our own bath. It was very cold. I mean, you know, it was like in the 60s, but that's very cold. But I had brought a sweater and my jacket and everything. And the first night we were there, there was a party, and three other gals flew up from Saigon, and they were doozies, but anyway. And some officers came in, and one guy here from London, who I had met earlier, going, oh, God. Anyway, I really wasn't in a party mood. I was relaxed, you know, and I would have liked to just been kind of left on my own, but it didn't work out that way. Everybody had a get-togetherness. And it was a lovely party, and we had a beautiful dinner. We had steaks. Somebody brought up 24 steaks, and one of the officers cooked them out on the grill. And we ate downstairs in the dining room at a large table that just, you know, there were, it was five women and eight men, I think, 13 of us. Or 12 of us, I guess. No, it was 12 of us, yeah. 12 of us sat down at the table. We had our own dining room table, and we had candlelight. We had baked potatoes and salad and wine. It was beautiful. And this was all Saturday night, you know. And Sunday, a lot of people had hangovers. Billy and I didn't. We got up. In fact, we all got downstairs one way or another. Well, we didn't have breakfast about 10:30. And then Ben and I went into town just to look around, went to the local market, and one of the girls came down later, and she brought some crossbows. These are the weapons that the Mountain Guard people use, but I was going to pick one up, but it's awkward to pack, and they didn't look that good. Anyway, I didn't buy anything. Anyhow, we walked through the marketplace. Oh, so smelly. Really, it makes you nauseous, but it's interesting to see. And then, Bo and I walked around the town, and they have a beautiful lake. And on the lake, they have these little paddle boats, you know, where you pump with your feet. Like, we've seen those down at Boat Craft years ago. So anyhow, we took a ride on the lake. That was kind of nice. That was kind of restful. And then we must have walked about 3 miles, Duchess. We walked all around the damn lake. Oh, my God, I wore my shoes out. I really did. My soles came right off my shoes. Those are those silly shoes I fixed, you know. The soles fell off them, and I glued them back on with Elmer's glue. I'm really hurting for shoes, and I have a blister on my foot. Put that, so I kind of ignore it. And then they picked us up about 2:30. We told them that we'd be down by the lake. So that made it kind of a nice day. What else? We went back to the lodge, and we just kind of hung around the afternoon, which was kind of nice for me because I don't get a chance to do that. And I read several newspapers, and I watched the fire, and we had drinks, and then we had dinner again. By this time, most of the people had gone. It was just one other girl, Gracie Smith. She's like a simpleton, you know. She loves parties and nothing upstairs. Anyhow, she stayed over, and then just the officers that lived there, and Benny and I. And we watched a movie last night, and we talked a while. All the time there were drinks coming, you know. And we went to bed, and we had a real good night's sleep. And then we hadn't planned to leave until about noontime, but there was a U-21 flight coming in at 8:45, so we grabbed that, because U-21 is about the best plane you can get on for a long distance. Anyhow, then we finally got back to Saigon after making a couple of stops, and we waited about a half hour at Hotel 3. That's the heliport. And we got a ride up to Longbin, and we had lunch, and I got back to my room about 1:30, 2 o'clock. So that was a very exciting weekend. And you'll hear Dalat mention, I'm sure, in years to come about Vietnam, because it'll be the tourist attraction if they ever finish this war that we have here. However, and the one captain, there was a captain, a major, a light colonel, and a full colonel at the place where we stayed. And the captain is in charge of the produce market, and he negotiates for all the mess halls and commissaries, military-wise, at Dalat, because they have, as I say, fresh vegetables and all this, fresh fruits. So, and then today, I just had to make this tape to you today. I rearranged this room again. I moved the dresser to the other side and moved all the footlockers. And I had a chance to go into some of the footlockers. You have so much junk, Duchess, you wouldn't believe what you accumulate. I'm just sick of moving. I don't want to have to move again. But, of course, Jane may have something to say about this. She comes back the end of this week, I guess, Friday or Saturday, maybe. Saturday, 28th. So, that has been my weekend. And I wanted to mention a couple of things you had mentioned on your in your last letters, and I can't think of what it was. I feel fine. My cold is practically gone. I'm sure it sounds a lot worse than it really is. I got more papers, Duchess, on my land, and I have to, I got a notary public to sign it, and he looked it over, and he seemed to think it looked pretty good. So, I just shoved everything in the drawer Friday, and I didn't mail it in. I have to sign about 18 places, you know, and I'll get that in the mail tomorrow. And I have slides here, Duchess, about 6 packs of them. I want to mail them to you. I just it's been hectic. And you know, I've had all to do to find myself, clothes, and I'll get to work. Well, of course, I wear my uniforms, but it's the little things I'm always looking for. And you have to be careful where you put things, because there isn't much room here. And I have a tendency to throw everything in the footlocker. What else? I took only a few pictures on this trip. Not many to speak of. I'm trying to think of the other thing. Oh, Duchess, please give Chocho a call for me. I haven't made a tape to her in a month and a half. And same thing with John. I haven't written. Nobody. And I got my other statement from, I forgot, you know, that I was in Korea last year, because I had made $1,000-some-odd under 8th Army in Korea, and they sent me a statement. I've got to get the income tax done, too. I'm telling you, it's never dull, just never dull. I should shut this off for the last 30 seconds. You know, I laugh because you always have a problem making a tape. I sit down and I never have enough tape. I've got more hot air in me than I do tape to speak on. Anyway, just know I'm fine, Duchess, and hopefully I can get on a regular schedule with these tapes. I have been away from my tape recorder. That's the problem. But I should be permanently here at least for a couple of weeks, whatever that means. Oh, mercy. This thing going around is going to make me dizzy. Let's see. Duchess, the one thing I wanted to do is wish you a happy birthday.